First of all, what team news have you got ahead of this one, Paul?
Yeah, everybody's fit. We're on to go. Dean Foreman's recovered well from his South African trip, you know, and they've all trained well over the weekend, which is pleasing.
Is the Furman one a difficult decision in any way, given how well Keegan did for you?
Yeah, it is. Everybody knows what I think of Dean. He's a top player. But I thought Paul Keegan done a fantastic job coming in, you know, for his first game. And but one of the most pleasing things, and I spoke to the players this morning about it, is not just the 10 that are out there on the pitch, the 11 that are out there on the pitch. It's been the attitude of the whole squad. You know, the ones who are in the team know that they have to perform to their maximum to stay in the team, because they've got the other ones training well and breathing down their legs.
Are you a manager that tends to stick with a winning team?
I have done before, and it's came back to bite me in the bum a little bit sometimes. You know, so with the squad that we're trying to get together, the one thing I've always said is I want options, that if I have to change it for a particular game, we've got the squad and the capabilities to do that.
So these days, is it more about horses for courses?
A little bit, you know, but on the flip side of that, it's very hard to change a winning team, especially after such a good performance.
I know you were very pleased the other night. What in particular pleased you?
I felt probably how we pressed the ball when Blackburn were in possession. You know, we'd worked on it in training. You know, you can't, it's almost impossible, well, it is impossible to press the ball for 95 minutes when you're up against good players. So our decision making and when we pressed and how we pressed, it was really pleasing, because it caused Blackburn a lot of problems, and through us doing it right, it ended up creating a lot of chances for us.
I guess you can't underestimate the importance of being good out of possession these days. It's almost as important, if not more important, isn't it?
I think it's more important than your team shape, your distances, and how you press as a team. You know, and if you press as individuals, and teams will just pass the ball around you and you end up wasting energy needlessly. So it's important that there's a structure to it, and as I said, that was one of the most pleasing things I learned, especially against good players. You know, people can talk about Blackburn's form and what's happening there, but they've got top players in their squad, and we'll see that again tomorrow night with Wigan.
And to get that first win on the board, how significant is it?
Yeah, it was pleasing. You know, I spoke to you guys before the Blackpool game about the importance of winning, getting the first 3 points, and especially at home in front of your fans. And you know, I thought our fans were magnificent the other night there. They backed the boys. I think they've seen what we were trying to do and how we were trying to do it, and really appreciated it. For another reason, it now allows us with 3 points on the board to go to Wigan with no pressure. You know, there'll be nothing expected of us. People from the outside will be expecting a Wigan win, probably rightly so. But it lets us go there with 3 points and a good performance under our belt and have a go.
You'll love this kind of challenge though, won't you?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And said that to the players, you know, they're a top team in this division with top players, but as a footballer you want to test yourself against the best, and that's what we'll get tomorrow night.
Would you at this point say that they'll win the league, or is it too early?
I think it's a bit early, and Owen probably wouldn't be too happy if I turned in and said that as well. But look, we know they've got good players. Only recently they've won the FA Cup. They've lost a few, but Owen's done a fantastic job in the transfer market with the players that he's brought in. So we know it's going to be a tough test for us, but it's a test we're looking forward to. You know, we're buoyant and we're excited about it.
Obviously, they have come down, as you say. Do you think they'd have swapped the FA Cup win in order to stay in the Premier League?
Possibly. But, you know, having that day out at Wembley and winning the FA Cup, you know, it's a tough one.
And what about Owen going in? How do you think he will change them, if at all?
Owen's a top manager. He's proved that he knows how to get teams out of this division. And he's also proved that he's a Premier League manager as well, you know. So it's great for me talking about the players going up against top players, and me going up against a top manager as well. So it's a fantastic challenge for us all.
Is it maybe a good time to get them though? Because from their end, they're probably still getting used to getting back into the groove of Championship football, which we all know is quite different to the Premier League, don't we?
Yeah, a little bit. But Owen's signed players who, as well as knowing the Premier League, that, you know, there's players in there that know how to get out of this division as well. So he's been very clever with that, and we know it'll be a test, but we'll have to respect that. We'll have to probably be as good, if not better, as we were against Blackburn the other night there. But that's what we want. You know, as much as I praised the boys the other night, there were certain things I thought we could do better, and we'll have to do that tomorrow night to get a result. But like every game, we want to go there and try and win it.
Grant Holt's a big signing for them. The fact he dropped out of the Premier League in order to go there says something about what he feels Wigan can achieve. But what's the striker on striker's assessment of him?
Grant's somebody I spent a short time on when I was on loan at Blackpool. Grant went there as well, you know, so Grant's somebody I know. He's done remarkably well, you know, when you think come from Norwich, up through the divisions, been at lower clubs. And
it's a rags to riches story, isn't it? He was at Barrow, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And you know, he's a good lad, he's a good character. When he gets in the pitch, he works his socks off. You know, so as an example to other players to see where hard work can get you, you've got to look at Grant.
But you've got a new striker of your own in Theo, who started ever so well. How pleased were you with what he gave you the other night, aside from the goal, of course?
Yeah, but we knew what we were going to get with Theo. And the more he plays with Brownie, the more he plays in the team, and they get to know the runs he makes and vice versa, the better he'll be. But it was a really positive start for him. You know, he's a confident boy anyway. He'll have a lot more confidence now with getting that goal under his belt, because he's a threat.
And again, getting that early goal helps, doesn't it? Just the monkey on the back isn't there then, of course.
Yeah, it does. And the one thing that Theo has which scares teams is raw pace. You know, and once we learn to utilise that, we're working on it. It's only been a short space of time. He'll cause teams a lot of problems, which will then allow the other good footballing players we've got in the team to go and impose their game.
Is that it now? I think the chairman spoke to us on Friday night before the game, saying you're probably about there in terms of budget. Are you knocking on his door to try and change that?
No. Look, we're away for a free weekend. We've been away watching teams and always watching players, even if it's not for now, for the future as well. You know, it's important that we have a wide spectrum, if you like, of players that we want to sign, if for now, if not for the future.
Loans might be a possibility, maybe?
Not at the minute. You know, I'm reasonably happy with what we've got. You know, the big plus this morning with Harry Forrester joining back in training.
Right.
As well, which will be like a new signing in itself. So it's pleasing because the boys are fit and ready to go, and there's competition for places.
Would he be in a position to be available for Charlton, maybe?
We'll see. He's probably, if he comes through, well, he doesn't have any reaction tomorrow. He'll train tomorrow, and we're looking to get 45 minutes in the reserves at Hartlepool on Wednesday night and see how he comes from there.
Richie Wellens, short-term contract when he came in, but I don't think anybody actually knows how long he's with you for. Can you tell us?
Hopefully a long time. The one thing I can say is that Richie's been fantastic in the games he's played, and his experience and the influence he had in the team against Blackburn when we were under the cosh a little bit the other night there was invaluable to us, and it will be.
Short-term contract then, what does that mean?
It means he's here for the short term.
Is that a month, 2 months, 3 months?
How long's a piece of string?
Can't tell us beyond that.
No, at the minute, no.
No, okay. But confident you'll have him for...
Yeah. Richie wants to stay and we want him to stay as well, so... Yeah.
Okay, and husband, great goal the other night. I just wanted to get a thought from you on him, because he's someone we've seen in patches over the last two or three seasons, and everyone seems to say what a great future he's got. Having worked with him closely now, where can he go, do you think?
We want him to go all the way, hopefully with us as well. You know, you don't want to bum these players up too much, because other teams come in and get them from you. But James is a top kid. We knew when we lost Tommy it would be a bit of a blow, but we also felt that within the club that with James we'd already made replacement as well. You know, he's one of our own, and we want to give them a chance. He's got pace, he's good on the ball, he's good going forward, and defensively we're doing a lot of work with him at the minute. You know, and having the experience of Rob Jones alongside him and Richie in there is helping him along. And somebody said to me, Tommy who, after the other night then.
He's learning on the job though, isn't he now?
Yes, but you know, as a kid sometimes you get thrown in there at the deep end and you sink or swim. Thankfully he's a good swimmer at the minute.